Hello and welcome back to my podcast channel, Tanmay Talks. My name is Tanmay, and in this podcast, I talk about small things which can bring a big change in your life and business. Today's episode, we are going to talk about a situation which I'm sure you must have encountered at some point or the other. The situation is wherein one of your friends, family, or even a colleague asks you for something which you find it very difficult to say no to. But somehow you have no choice, or you believe you have no choice, and you say okay, whereas actually you are craving to say no. Now that can be because you are either not in a mood to do that, or you don't know how to do it. Maybe you yourself are occupied with too many things and you don't have time for any of these things, or maybe you don't have the energy or you're feeling fatigued. Maybe you're not comfortable with all this, but still you have to do it. And that's the problem that we all have. And what happens? We do it, sometimes at the cost of our own work and our priorities. You know why we find it difficult to say no? Because somewhere in our mindset or the notion is that no is actually a negative word and you don't want to be seen and sound negative. Also, through the childhood days, we have been taught to help people, to support others, do things for others and don't say no to people. Well, all these things are good, but somewhere or the other, you have to draw a line. Please understand, it is possible to disagree without being disagreeable. And it's perfectly okay to say no, as long as you're saying it politely, you're saying with respect and with a smile on your face. Now let me give you a few situations. In any social setup, say for example you are going for a party and your friends over there ask you to drink, or maybe insist on you drinking more or having another drink. Maybe you don't want to do it, and that's perfectly fine. All you have to do is just say that you don't want to, and you have to be very normal about it. You have to use very normal tone. Right? You don't have to think that by you saying no, it is actually going to be sounding rude. Well, maybe that's just your figment of imagination. And somewhere we all believe that when we say no, other person is going to get hurt or other person is going to feel bad, offended. It is not so the case. Maybe it doesn't matter also to them. Let's take an office situation. In any office, you will have some colleagues who will always come to you and say, oh, can you do this for me? Or can you help me with this information? And the most classic one is, I remember one of my colleagues came to me and he said, oh, can we just have this discussion right now because I'll be tied up in the meetings in the second half and I may not have time. This is the only time that I have. And I was just looking at that person thinking as if he believes that I am doing nothing. It would have been very easy for me to say, no, I can't do it. But what I did was to tell him that since I had quite a few things which I have to finish by afternoon or by the end of the day, which requires my immediate attention and focus, maybe we can actually have that discussion either tomorrow first thing or maybe later towards the end of the day. If you notice over here, I am not saying no to him because I generally want to have that discussion. But the point is that I would only want to do it when I am comfortable. There is no point of, you know, pushing myself, leaving my work aside. So just because he can finish his work. Also, in many organizations, there are people, there are colleagues who are habitual. All what they want to do is to pass on their work to others. Seek help all the time, whether they need it or they don't need it. Though there are some genuine people who would need help, and again, you can make a choice of helping them. The situation becomes that much more tricky if your boss is asking you to do something else. I mean, then you have to be a little careful because you can't straight away say no. And I have been in this situation many times. And if I'm doing something which is important, or if I'm working on a certain project, I just go to my boss and say, well, I'm currently working on this project, which is Project A. But if you believe that Project B requires my immediate attention and is something that needs to be done on an immediate and a priority basis, I can keep Project A aside and I can finish it later or probably next week or probably later the week, and I will focus on Project B. Now what happens is that you have actually told your boss in a very polite tone that you're already working on something important. There is a possibility he might say, and it has actually happened many times, wherein he says, okay, you know what, you leave it, I'll ask someone else to do it, but you focus on this Project A. Well, there you are. So I'm not saying that this is a trick which you need to follow, but I think if you're generally working on something important, you need to kind of inform it to your boss that this is what you're currently working on. And if he believes that other project requires immediate attention, then you can always work on that. One of the most important things which I have noticed people, and I have been guilty of that myself, is do not sound apologetic. I'm saying it again, do not sound apologetic by saying, oh, you know what, I'm so sorry, I really want to do this, I could have done this. You know, but please don't say that. You are not supposed to give explanation. You don't necessarily have to give explanation. Do not sound apologetic. Just say in a normal tone. As long as you're polite, as long as you are respectful, and there's a smile on your face. you have to also be wary of some of the people who had this habit. Oh, I know you're busy, you're tied up, but it'll just take 10-15 minutes, only 10-15 minutes. Please stay away from such people, because for them, their own thing is more important than your thing, and they don't respect your time. In case if you are getting into something which you believe that principally is unethical and you don't want to be part of it, you can always say that and step out of it. So at the end, I would like to say that there are a few things which you have to remember. One, no is not a negative word. Second, tell what you can do, not what you can't. Just the way I gave an example of my office colleague. So I did tell him that I can do this instead of telling, oh, I can't do it. So please understand, you have to refuse to play their game. And finally, how to handle a dicey or a tricky situation without dishonoring anyone is absolute necessary skill. Well, I hope this podcast has given you some insights about how you can say no, and there's nothing wrong in saying no. So please feel free to write with your feedbacks, comments. And one question I'm leaving with you is that, have you ever been asked how much is your salary or what kind of a money you make? And I will be too interested to know to what is the kind of a response that you give, because this is a common question which makes a lot of people very uncomfortable. But there are some people who would always ask these questions, especially relatives. So do let me know as to what is your answer to this question. And I hope that this podcast has given you some insights and you may find it useful. This is Tanmay from Tanmay Talks.